Welcome to Habits Mastery's audio course. First steps to small changes. How to easily create good habits. I am Martin Mark, a certified tiny habits coach, and in this course I will teach you how to be a bit better and easily create good and useful habits. So take a coffee, tea, or whatever you want, and let's start. First of all, thank you very much for joining me in this course and wanting to be a bit better. I promise that I will do my best so that the time we spend together would be fun, interesting, and of course useful as well. Although we can't meet in person, I invite you to actively participate. Close the distractions, answer my questions out loud, raise your hand in agreement, and of course fill the worksheets. The more active you are, the more you will remember, and the more useful this course will be for you. Sounds good? Okay. So what will you get from this course? You will understand why thinking tiny and being a bit better is more useful than pursuing big goals and changes, so you can be happier and stress-free. You will learn how to systematically create new useful habits, so you can make your life better and easier. You will understand how to make creating habits as easy as possible, so you can always add new and useful activities to your life. Are you already excited? I hope you are. But before we start with the content, a bit about my background. My journey with self-development started around 15 years ago. For as long as I remember, I have always wanted to be better and develop myself. I was acquiring knowledge, methods, inspiration, and learning a lot, and I put things into practice. Tested them, set big goals, succeeded, failed, and tried again. In this process, I noticed an important thing for myself. Making radical changes that require big resources and efforts from the beginning doesn't always work in the long run. On this journey, I discovered small steps, the method that works for me and helps me implement changes. Tiny actions combined together have led to achieving big goals. Of course, it wasn't a totally new approach, but realizing the power of thinking tiny was a really big personal discovery. So I started to dig into the topic how to achieve big goals with small steps. And this is when I found habits. Habits are the actions we do automatically without the need for motivation and willpower. So I realized that habits are really the basis of everything we do, and having control over them is very important. Learning and experimenting a lot brought me to the next discovery, the Tiny Habits Method. This method is something that really clicked with my ideas and understandings about making changes with small and even tiny steps. You can imagine this feeling when you see that you can use consciously created habits to improve any field of your life. It was so awesome and a great discovery that led to the next step. In 2014, I became a certified tiny habits coach to master this method and help even more people. Since then, the great adventure of changing people's lives began for me, working with them, helping in self-development, and pushing to be a bit better every day. This course is not about the tiny habits method, but it is a preparation of mindset to be ready to start thinking really tiny. You can join the Tiny Habits course as a bonus after finishing this course. Just go to habitsmastery.com and sign up. Together with my life partner Ula, we have created the Be a Bit Better movement to encourage people to think tiny and really get back on track by being only a bit better. So, wherever you are in your life right now, I can help you to take the next steps, continue improving, and get the success momentum you need. Let's start this journey of being a bit better. But why should you be only a bit better? Go big or go home. Shoot for the stars. Set big goals. This is what you hear so often, and this is what you want, of course, as well. To achieve big things, make big changes, and to have it now. However, it is very difficult to do so. It needs a lot of effort, time, commitment, and so on, but most of the time, unfortunately, you don't have what is necessary. Life gets in the way with so many different obstacles that you can't even imagine. And once again, you stop even trying to achieve or change anything. You can feel bad, unmotivated, pessimistic, frustrated, and next time maybe you even don't bother to try at all. What if you would forget making big changes and focus on being only a bit better? To take small steps that are so easy that no obstacle can stop them. This way you don't need a lot of motivation and you will succeed for sure. you will feel good that you actually did what you planned. This will put you in a good mood and will help you to do more. Sounds ridiculous? Strange? Yes, it can be. It is not so easy for us to think small and make tiny changes. Usually, when we feel that we want to change something, we are already in a place when we need bigger shifts. We want the results immediately, and small changes seem pointless to us. Now or never, all or nothing. We want it right now. But why not to think in the long run? What is better? To do small things and move slowly but steadily towards the goal while feeling good about your achievements? Or to try to do big things that are too hard, fail doing them, feel bad because of this, and give up? For sure, the first option makes more sense. So, how to be a bit better? We have connected our idea about being a bit better with habits, since habits are the actions we do automatically without even thinking about them, and they don't need much motivation or willpower. They are the perfect help for being a bit better every day. Our approach to habits is probably a bit different than you have heard about before. While creating habits, we think really, really tiny, not big. After all, we want to be only a bit better, not to radically change our life immediately. A big part of making any changes is becoming aware of what we already do. What are our daily activities? What kind of habits we do already have? We need this information to make creating new habits easier. The better we are aware of our current activities, the easier it is to add some new helpful behaviors to our daily routine. So, think a bit about your regular day. What activities do you do daily? For example, brushing your teeth, drinking coffee, washing dishes, reading the news, walking the dog, scrolling social media, and so on and so on. There are a lot of things that you do. For now, don't try to think if these are your habits or not. We will discuss habits in the next step. But now, take the worksheets and write down as many daily activities as you can. Make sure that you will get at least 10 of them. If you can't do the writing right now, then just think about it and write them down later. Pause now and come back when you have the list ready. So now you have a list of at least 10 activities that you do every day. Some of them might be your habits, some not. So how to figure it out? To make things clear, behavior is the way a person acts or reacts. Habit is a behavior or group of behaviors that we do automatically, without thinking about it, without deciding to do it. We act or react automatically without needing much motivation or willpower. Our brain is sly like a fox and tries to conserve resources at all costs, so it makes routine activities a habit. Then he no longer has to think about them and can save energy. Pretty smart, right? Research made by Duke University showed us that about 30% of everyday activities are habitual. So a lot of the daily activities we do without thinking. Okay, so how to find this 30% in your activities? How to figure out if the things you do daily are habits or not? The easiest way is to understand if you decide to do it or you don't even notice that you do it. Let's take some examples. Watching Netflix. If you are deciding in the evening that you would like to watch Netflix today, it is not your habit. It is just something that you do, even if it is daily. But if you find yourself at one moment sitting on the couch with a remote in one hand, snacks in other hand, binge watching your favorite series, this is your habit. You did it automatically and you even didn't notice. Drinking coffee. For me, drinking coffee in the morning is a decision. I am not a big coffee fan and I don't drink it daily, only once in a while. But my life partner Ula is a big coffee fan and her coffee drinking comes automatically. The first step is usually starting the coffee machine on the way to the bathroom. So, once again, habits are the behaviors we do automatically, without thinking about doing them, without deciding about doing them. We just do them. Now, try to figure out which of these activities you wrote down are actually your habits. Take a look at the list above and think for a moment and mark the activities which are habits. If you didn't find any habits on your list, you can think about some more daily actions that you do and add them to the list. For sure, there are activities that you do every day automatically, like brushing teeth, drinking coffee, charging your phone, kissing your partner, and so on. Try to think about something that you really do so that you don't even notice it. It can be quite challenging at first, but try to become aware of your habits. Now, pause again and try to find the habits from your daily activities. Find at least 3 of them. So, how many habits did you discover in your daily activities? Was it a surprise for you? You should have found at least 3 habits that you do every day. If you didn't, go back and do it now. But let's take a closer look now at the habits. Probably you see that your habits can be broken down into smaller steps. There is the first step you do and the last step you do. And depending on the size of your habits, there can be a lot of steps in between. For example, drinking coffee in the morning. How does it start? It can start with pressing the button on the coffee machine or filling the kettle with water. What are the next steps? Taking the cup, putting coffee in the machine, changing the filter or cleaning the machine. There can be a lot of different actions needed depending on your wishes and equipment. And finally, you are ready to drink coffee. And even for drinking, there are different steps. Where do you do it? What do you do during drinking? And so on. The last step of drinking coffee can be taking the last sip or putting the cup into the sink or dishwasher. So you see, one habit is usually a series of different small behaviors. To practice thinking tiny, try to figure out what is the very first step of your habits. Try to think as tiny as possible so you can't divide the step any smaller. And also try to figure out how your habit is ending. What is the very last step you make? So, pause again and check your list of habits. Find the first and the last step of them. I hope you are able to divide your habits into smaller steps. Especially important for us is the last step of your habit. Why exactly, you will find out later. So, now you are aware of your current actions and your current habits, and it is time to dream a bit and think about your future. What new habits would you like to have? What are the things that you want to do automatically, not even thinking about it? What would make your life easier? And what would help you? If you are here, then you possibly have some ideas already. Your first ideas are probably quite big and general. It is totally fine. But in this course, we want to learn how to be only a bit better. So your task is to figure out what could be the small version of this new habit that you would like to have. Let's say you want to start exercising. It is a big general idea. But what does it actually mean? What are the concrete behaviors you will do? Instead of trying to go to the gym for 3 days in the week or going for a 5K run every other day, think smaller. What is something that you could do every day? Something that would be easy, but add more movement into your day. Can you add a stretching session to your morning? Maybe a 15-minute workout after you arrive home in the evening? What is something that would be small enough so you wouldn't have any excuses not to do it? I know you would like to do more, and it seems that small exercises don't have any effect, but getting in short workouts consistently is better than one big workout inconsistently. The smaller the change, the easier it is to do. The more probable it is that it will become your habit. Now, if you have your small version of your habit, think also about plan B. What are you going to do when, for some reason, you are not able to do even the small version of the habit? What could be the tiny version? Something that you could do really in every situation. Something that wouldn't take so much time and effort. Don't worry that it is so small that it doesn't seem to have any effect. It has. It is especially important in the habit forming phase that you never leave a gap. Always do at least something. When we come back to the example of the exercise habit, then let's assume that you have a plan to add a 15-minute workout to your evening. What happens when you will have guests or you have to go to an event or something else unexpected happens and you even don't have these 15 minutes? Will you just skip it? No, you will use your plan B. Because you are smart and you knew that it is not always possible to have this time, you thought of an alternative tiny action to replace these 15 minutes no matter what. So this tiny version could be just to do 10 push-ups or squats or stretch a bit. You will always have time for this. If you haven't prepared your plan B in advance, you are very likely to skip everything. Because at the moment of a hurry, you are not able to think about your workout at all. But when you have your plan B ready, it can just automatically kick in and you will be happy that you still did your daily workout. It doesn't matter that it wasn't as long as you would have liked to. It is still better than nothing. Remember, you want to be a bit better and this is totally enough. You will feel good that you followed your plan. You will feel successful and you will keep your success momentum going. The magic of thinking tiny and acting tiny is that you will succeed all the time. So now your task is to write down your new habit ideas. Start from the general big idea, then think about a more concrete smaller version of it, and then create also a plan B. Think about 3 new habits that you would like to add to your life. Now, let's see how we can make these new habits even easier to do. One of the most common problems that people face when creating new habits is that they just simply forget about it. It is a new thing that you are not used to doing, and it is very easy to forget. You could write it down on some post-its or set alarms, but still, these are not so reliable options. So, what is the best way to remember? Let's go back to the first part of this course. You remember you are thinking about your current habits and the very last step of them. To make it easier to remember to do your new habit, we have to find a good place for it in your daily routine. The best way is to connect your new habit with something that you already do every day. Do your new habit immediately after the last step of your current habit. This way you have a foolproof prompt that is always there and reliable. It will make doing the new habit so much more easier. Now, the challenge is to find a good fit between the old and new habit. Take a look at the list of your current habits and new habits. Do you see there any connections? Are they maybe somehow similar, or are they fitting time-wise? Is it possible to do the new habit immediately after the old one? Let's say you want to start drinking more water. When could you do it? Maybe in the morning? So, what are your morning activities that you could connect this habit with? After brushing your teeth? After turning on the kettle? After taking your vitamins? Or after setting the table? Try to find a natural fit for you. And after what you could do your 15 minutes workout? Think about your evening routines. Where would it fit? What is the action you do that could be connected to starting the workout? Maybe it's after you finish your work and close your computer, after you take off your official working clothes, or after you drink your evening tea. If there is no good fit on the list that you created before, then try to extend this list. Think specifically about this new habit and try to find a natural fit with some other activity that you already do. Write your new habit following the formula. After I, last step of your current habit, I will, first step of your new small habit. For example, after I wash my evening teacup, I will put on my workout clothes. After I take my vitamins in the morning, I will drink a glass of water. After I put the phone to charge in the evening, I will write down 3 things that I'm grateful for. I hope you get this system. If you make the connection this way, it will be a lot easier to remember. Be sure to be as specific as possible. Write down concrete behaviors, not something general. After work, I will do a workout. It's not good, because it can mean whatever and it gives you room for excuses. After work means that you can start postponing your activity. After work can even mean before going to bed. So, it's not good. Instead, choose a very specific action that marks the end of your work, and after what you can immediately do your new habit. For example, after shutting down my computer, after stepping in from the front door, after closing the door to the office. The same is with your new habit. Make it also as specific as possible. Doing a workout is not good, it can mean a lot of things. And then it will confuse you and make it more difficult, because every time you have to figure out what exactly to do. So, be specific. Do some preparations before and figure out what kind of workout you will do. Find a YouTube video to follow or print out a workout plan from the internet. So, for example, your new habit could be following a specific workout video. This is concrete and doesn't confuse you. Make it as easy as possible. After I, last step of your current habit, I will, first step of your new small habit. Pause now and find the best place for a new habit in your daily routine. Now you have hopefully found a good fit for your new habits in your daily routine. Let's see what other things you could do to make your new habits even easier to do. You have probably heard how important is our environment. Your physical surroundings, but also the people who are in your life, can motivate you and prompt you to do the things you need. And you have control over it. Sometimes more, sometimes less, but always there is something that is possible to change in your situation. Look around. What do you see? Is there a mess, or is everything nice and clean? Are all the things you need in their place where you find them easily, or you are constantly looking for something? Does your environment make you feel good? Does it support you? Do you see something that motivates you to take action, or maybe demotivates instead? Is there something that makes your good habits easier to do or harder to do? There can be small details in your surroundings that can help you to do the things you should, that can motivate you or even help you to form new good habits. Maybe a small post-it with a cute message from your partner. Maybe a glass of water on your desk. Maybe a yoga mat on the floor in the bedroom. Maybe a wireless charging pad for your phone that always seems to have an empty battery at the wrong time. Find something that can help you to make your new habits easier to do. These can be one-time actions to prepare something, maybe even to buy something that helps you or to move some things around in your surroundings. Your physical environment has to support you. Also, think about the people that surround you. Are they supporting you? Do they know that you would need some help or encouragement? Are your family, friends, or colleagues influencing you in a good or bad way? Think about the people in your life. Is there something you could say or ask from somebody? Is there anyone you could spend more time with? Think about people who inspire you that are interesting to you. Maybe you can spend more time also with some helpful books or podcasts. Use the help of other people and don't be afraid to ask for support. I would also add here to the topic of environment another very important part. You are also part of your environment and, let's be honest, a very significant part. How can you physically and also mentally support your goals and plans? Who would you have to become to take on even the bigger versions of your helpful habits? Do you have to learn some new skills? Do you have to change something about yourself? If you want to start doing totally new behaviors that you haven't done before, then for sure you have to learn something. For example, to figure out what small workout would fit you, or find inspiration how to eat more healthily. Prepare yourself to be able to do these new small habits. Here are a lot of different things to think about. I'm encouraging you to find at least one thing in your physical environment, one thing in the people surrounding you, and one thing about yourself that could be improved. Do this for your every new habit. Pause again and write down your ideas for improving your environment. I hope you now have some idea how to upgrade your environment. You can do this constantly. Always keep looking for some small ways to change something for the better in your surroundings. We have one more topic to cover in this course. It is something that will help you a lot and will make it easier to add more new good habits to your life so that you can always be a bit better. Keeping track of your progress and collecting data is very important, but so often overlooked. If you start doing something but you are not measuring the progress and outcomes, you can't make any good conclusions. You can just guess something. If something is not working and you didn't track yourself, you have no idea why it's not working. Or when something was working very well, then you are not able to replicate the success with other habits because you don't know what exactly happened. So one part of being a bit better is to track your progress and really see how it is going and if you indeed are a bit better. You created your new habits before, you found a good place for them in your daily routine, you found things you could improve in your environment, and now it's time to create a plan for tracking your progress. Every day you should make notes about your new habits. Write down your habits and then mark them with plus or minus, depending if you did them or not. And also write comments about what happened. If you didn't do it, then why? Were there some obstacles? Was something distracting? Did you forget? What happened? Make comments also when you did do it. Why do you think you did? What or who helped you to do it? What was working? The more you analyze, the more you will find out and the more information you have to change something if needed. Maybe you will notice that the time for doing the workout is actually not good because at that time children are usually asking you for help with homework. Maybe it is time when your parents call you. If you track, then you know that you have to find a better time. Observing and analyzing will let you optimize your plan. You will also be able to avoid situations when your new habit is not working and you just resign. If you track, you will see what's wrong and what you can change. You will be able to react and implement small changes. Also, you will notice what helps you. This will show you what works and what other changes, where or when you can implement to your life. There are different ways to track yourself. You can use just pen or paper, or you can use some application on your phone so you have the notes always with you, or you can use your diary, make notes in your calendar. Even in the worksheets that we gave you, there is a habits tracker table that you can use. Choose a method that suits you. You can also ask somebody to be your accountability buddy. They can ask you every evening about your progress and you could even create the habits together. This way you will also learn from each other's experiences and creating new habits will be even more fun and useful. Whichever method you will use, remember to make notes every day. Write comments about
Why did you do your habit? Why didn't you do it? What or who helped you to do it? What or who stopped you from doing it? Analyze, observe, and change something if necessary. Make the plan for tracking now. And that's it. Now you have a system for being a bit better. Do all the exercises if you haven't done them yet and start doing your new small habits. Track your progress every day, and if something is not working, change it, improve it, modify it. Creating habits is a great new progress. Don't give up if somehow your habit doesn't want to stick. Use the data you are collecting with tracking and see how you could make this habit even easier. Maybe you have to connect it to some other current habit. Maybe you have to do it in the evening instead of morning. Maybe you need some help from someone, or maybe you have to learn a new skill. And always remember, think tiny, be only a bit better. Don't take on too much, make it as easy as possible, so you can be consistent. Be a bit better every day, not a lot better once per week or month.
In the end of the worksheets, there is a part for summing up. It is for your self-reflection. So just relax, think for a moment, and write down your thoughts. This will help you to sum up this course.
If you have any questions or comments, feel free to contact me and I will help you as much as I can. You're also welcome to participate in the free Tiny Habits 5 Days email course to learn this awesome method for keeping your habits ridiculously tiny. If you feel that this topic could really help you and you want a coach that can teach you even more about habits, keep you accountable, push you and support you on this journey, then I am more than happy to invite you to apply to the Be a Bit Better coaching program.
Thank you for listening to our audio course. Visit habitsmastery.com to check how else we can help you to be a bit better.
Hopefully, we will meet again. Be tiny and be a bit better.